I'd known for some time that it couldn't go on, but I didn't know how to end it. I couldn't ever have told him. I was scared of him, you see, scared of what he might do. But when he unleashed his temper like that on poor Mr. Killiar, I knew the time had come. And in that moment I saw just how it could be done. She glanced nervously at her watch. I would offer you a drink, monsieur. I could do with one myself. But we don't have time.
She could no longer remain seated, and she rose to wander through the potted plants, to fold her arms and stare out through the glass at the moon rising now over the mainland across the strait. Enzo could see her reflection in the glass, like a mirror. Had she chosen to, she could have seen his reflection too, met his eye, without meeting it, but instead she gazed at, or perhaps through, her own reflected image, dragging up thoughts from the place she had buried them many years before, a place she had never wanted to revisit, but had never been able to escape. There was a sense, Enzo thought, of the confessional in all this. He as father confessor, she as the repentant seeking absolution. He wondered if it was ever that easy.
So how exactly did it all end?
After a long pause, she said,
Mr. Killiar didn't tell my husband, Monsieur MacLeod. I did.
Another silence, as she struggled to find the right words.
I knew he would react, you see, that it would all come out in the open, and that Thibault would think it was Mr. Killiar who'd done it. I just didn't realize how ferocious my husband's reaction would be. I really thought we could have weathered the storm. We had two lovely children, too much invested in our relationship just to throw it away. But I hadn't counted on his pride. A stubborn, utterly implacable pride, monsieur. Almost worse than Thibault's temper.
And Kerjean?
He saw her mouth set in sorrow.
I'd seen the incident at the fort as my chance to break free. Mr. Killiar as a convenient scapegoat. I never for one moment, monsieur, thought that Thibault would kill him.
And you think he did?
She turned at last to face him, and nodded almost imperceptibly.
I do. And I've spent every moment of the last 20 years feeling the guilt, knowing it was my fault. If I could take it all back, I would. I'd have broken it off with Thibault and faced the consequences, whatever they might have been. It could hardly have been worse than the way it turned out.
Do you think that might have saved your marriage?
She shook her head sadly.
No,
she sucked in a deep breath.
Because there was something else, monsieur. Something I never told anyone, except my husband. Until now.